Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is another in the occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 2, Chapters 11 and 12. We begin with Chapter 11. Since Luke in the Acts introduces Gamaliel as saying at the inquiry about the apostles that at the time indicated, Theudas arose, saying that he was somebody and that he was destroyed, and all who obeyed him were scattered. Come, let us compare the writing of Josephus with regard to him. In his work lately mentioned, he gives the following narrative. Now when Fadus was procurator of Judea, a certain impostor named Theudas persuaded a great multitude to take their possessions and follow him to the river Jordan. For he said that he was a prophet and undertook to divide the river by his commands and provide an easy crossing for them. By saying this, he deceived many. Fadus, however, did not allow them to enjoy their delusion, but sent a squadron of cavalry against them, which attacked them unexpectedly, killed many, and took many alive, captured Theudas himself, cut off his head, and brought it to Jerusalem. After this, he also mentions as follows the famine which took place in the time of Claudius. Chapter 12. At the same time it happened that the great famine took place in Judea, in which Queen Helena brought corn from Egypt at great expense and distributed it to those who were in need. You would find that this too agrees with the writing of the Acts of the Apostles, which records how the disciples in Antioch, each according to his several ability, determined to send to the relief of the dwellers in Judea, which they did, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Paul. Splendid monuments of the Helena, whom the historian has commemorated, are still shown in the suburbs of the present Elea. She was said to be queen of the nation of Abiabene. This ends Book 2, Chapters 11 and 12. And let's move on now to some notes and commentary. Eusebius here makes reference to the speech of Gamaliel that is recorded in Acts chapter 5, in which the respected Pharisaical teacher describes a contemporary uprising under a man named Theudas that eventually came to nothing. And so here is the passage as it reads in Acts 5, beginning in verse 34. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And he said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves that ye intend to do what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. Gamaliel's conclusion is that if the nascent Christian movement is not of God, it will come to nothing, but if it is of God, then one can do nothing to stop it. And we can read also in Acts 5, verses 38 and 39, where Gamaliel is reported by Luke as saying, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. Eusebius compares the account in Acts with that in Josephus, describing how the Roman governor Fadus sent a squad of cavalry to attack Theudas' followers at the Jordan River, and how Fadus and his men killed many, including Theudas himself, who was beheaded. This is a reminder of the uncertain political times in which Jesus and the apostles lived, and how the Romans would have treated religious movements they saw as a threat. Here indeed is someone who claims to be a prophet leading men to the Jordan River. And one can think of the ministry of John the Baptist, the ministry of Jesus himself. Eusebius closes by making mention of the famine in Judea at the time of the Roman Emperor Claudius, And he notes this is recorded in Josephus and also mentioned by Luke in Acts chapter 11. He notes Josephus's mention of Queen Helena of the nation of Adiabene, I guess it is, to which he says monuments still exist outside Aelia, A-E-L-I-A, which was the name given to Jerusalem after its destruction. This mention of Jerusalem, which has been renamed in Eusebius' time, is a reminder of that city's destruction by the Romans in 70 AD, and also of the Bar Kokhba revolt, which ended around 136, and of how Jerusalem at the time of Eusebius would have been renamed even by the Romans. Eusebius continues to use Josephus to affirm the historical reliability of the book of Acts, and his description of Thutis is also a reminder of the retrospective view from Eusebius' time of the volatile period in which Christianity emerged in the Roman Empire. And so this is a very interesting couple of chapters here in the ecclesiastical history. Well, this ends this installment, and we will look forward to speaking to you in the next installment of this series through the ecclesiastical history. Till then, take care and God bless.